Text Roz and Mocha.
Text 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Hey, Dwayne, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
So you reached out because you wanted us to chat with your friend Jocelyn. What's so special about Jocelyn? Why does she need a phone call from the Roz and Mocha show? What's going on?
Well, it was her birthday yesterday. Uh-huh. And on top of that, she's just like one of the best people I know. Heart is like huge, big heart. She goes all out for her, like her friends, her family, for her, actually her students that she works with. She works with TDSB. So yeah. She's just a really overall good person.
Nice. How long you guys known each other for?
Ooh, 15 plus years, man.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, long time. Long as you guys have been doing your show.
Oh, okay. And have you both been listening to the show for that long?
No, I've been about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure about her, but she's been listening for a while.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me see if she's... Okay, stay on the line. Don't say anything, though, okay?
All right, cool.
And she doesn't know we're calling, right?
No.
Hello?
Jocelyn, it's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. Happy belated birthday.
Job this. Thank you.
What's going on, girl?
You know, just living the dream.
Yeah?
What dream is that?
Just getting ready for work, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. How's life?
Fantastic. Yesterday was amazing.
Yeah? What'd you do for your birthday?
Just family. Spent as much time with my family, my sister, her kids, my mom. It was fantastic.
Nice. How old now?
38.
Nice.
Hey, nothing wrong with 38.
Not much, yeah.
Why'd you hesitate to say your age just now?
Don't do that, please.
Are you gonna ask us how we got your number or how we knew it was your birthday yesterday?
So I got a call yesterday from one of my best friends in the entire world saying, be by your phone at 7. So I thought, okay, him and Soph, his daughter, are just gonna call me.
Uh-huh.
Then I get a text later at night saying, make sure you're by your phone at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I will kill you and fight your mom if you have people having me cry on the radio.
Oh.
So...
Yo, Dwayne, what the hell, man? I thought you said you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her anything. She freaked out.
Bro.
No, because you know what it is? There's times where, you know, we're winding down our day.
Yeah.
And he'll call me and I'll be like, yo, did you hear what our Brejan said today? And he'll be like, what? And then we talk about how much joy the five of your banter gives us.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we feel like we're just like friends in the car. Like when you guys are carrying on in the morning and I'm in the car crying, laughing so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he didn't tell me, but I knew.
Hey, you guys have such a great friendship. How come you're not together?
You know what? This morning on my drive, I said, I know how Roz feels about platonic male and female friendships. You know what? I just think we grew up together and we found this love for youth work and community, and it's stuck there, and friendship, and it's one that you don't come by often. So we've just taken our time to nurture it as an amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are both like currently not single, right?
I'm very much. I've known somebody for 16 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne, we tried. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding.
Don't do that. You're gonna make the next lunch awkward.
I'm so kidding.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing on this call. I had like a whole bunch of notes here.
Roz and Mocha matchmaker over here.
Yeah, we had all the music.
We can run through it.
We had all the music set up and everything.
Damn.
I'm here for a bit.
Jocelyn, happy belated birthday. Thank you. Both to you and Dwayne for spending your days with us, the Roz and Mocha show. Jocelyn, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Oh, hey.
Dwayne, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Smooth, cool dude.
Oh, the sweep. That's
Damn.
What we call that.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Have a great one. Bye, thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
Yo, coming up on the Roz and Mocha Show.
All right, at some point this hour, okay, between now and 8 a.m., you're going to hear the Leafs goal horn. When that happens, and it could happen at any time, you're going to text Leafs along with your name to 925-555. We are giving away tickets to see the Leafs and Vegas Golden Knights on Wednesday night for Pride Night in Toronto. Listen out for that goal horn in order to get those tickets. Leafs is what you're texting, plus your name to 925-555.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Cheer it up.
Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
It's fine, it's cool.
on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Almost time for the DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got coming up today?
All right, today we are chatting style choices, Roz, you being old, and Maury's diet.
Wow, hey now, come on.
Gentlemen, love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Tebs is asking, how do you feel about wearing socks with flip-flops or slides outdoors? And is there a timeline cutoff in terms of weather?
Oh. Do your thing.
Yeah. Ask Roz. He'll tell you the timeline is zero. Because you rock flip-flops all the time.
I do. I rarely wear socks. I put socks on today just because I'm wearing different shoes today. But normally I'm not a socks guy. I don't like socks. Even in the winter, I'll throw my winter boots on with no socks on. I'm not a fan. As far as like flip flops or slides and socks, I really don't care. Okay. You know, like just whatever makes you happy. If that, like, there's everybody's like, oh my God, you can't. Well, guess what? If somebody says I can't do something, I'm going to do it. Right.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lot of like, I've seen a lot of pictures of just like straight up badass looking cholos that are rocking socks and slides. Right. Yeah. And I got no problem with that. I think it's
you're not going to say nothing up.
Hell no. I think it's a fine look. I don't care. I don't care. Be comfortable down there.
Maria?
Right.
I actually don't mind socks and slides.
Yeah.
I wear them all the time.
I see people. Yeah. I think it's almost like more normal now for people to wear socks and slides than they are.
Yeah. I will say though, like, don't wear socks with flip flops. Like, that's just weird. Like, that just doesn't make sense. They can't be comfortable wearing socks and flip flops.
Yeah,
but I don't think there's a timeline cutoff, to be honest. There's so many times in the snow I will wear my socks and slides and walk Romeo. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Like, it's all comfort.
Yeah.
I just think it was always considered like an old person thing. Like, that's what old people did, right? And younger generations, like the sort of, you know, the older millennials, that was what their parents did. And it was embarrassing.
We
right?
just
like,
made things cool now. That's all.
No, you didn't.
Maria, don't.
You didn't.
Let's just
move
on.
Though, because high socks were old people things, and now everyone wears high socks, and they're a cool thing.
Maria, sorry. High socks were not an old person thing.
Yeah, they were.
They were just called socks.
No, they were high socks.
And they've been around for a very long time.
Yeah, but it's high socks and low socks and ankle socks and no-show socks.
Nope.
Anyways.
Can your generation just find one original thing.
I will
be behind you and say that is 100% a you thing. Right? Find one original thing.
Just saying we made it cooler.
No.
That's all.
You've made nothing cooler.
Okay.
Nothing.
If that's what makes you sleep at night.
I sleep great at night.
I don't know. You seem a little stressed.
No, I sleep great at night knowing all everybody your age is just spending their life going through our laundry being like, oh, look what I invented. Look what I invented.
Look what I made cooler. Look what I made better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Next DM, please.
One thing.
Andre says, now that Roz is 50.
Oh, shut up.
Are there protocols?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are there protocols in place at the studio for when he falls and can't get up?
Andre, great question, bro. So good. So good. Well, Shem, what's the update on that railing that we asked to have installed?
It's all done. We just need to make sure that it meets the proper weight requirements.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I worry because Maury could not pick me up.
No, but we'll get you one of those acorn things to get from the basement.
Maria could not pick me up.
Try.
Right? Mocha, I don't know if Mocha could actually pick me up. Like, I think
you could hold you like a baby?
I think you could pull me to safety. But I don't know if you could pick me up.
I could probably pick you up, like put you over my shoulder maybe.
From being on the ground? There's no way.
His hands and feet would drag on the floor, even if he was on your shoulders.
There's no way from a lying position could you pick me up.
I could roll you.
What if I pulled you off?
Yeah, like if they
put you over like this.
There's no way.
So your head and your arms are here, and the rest of your body.
If I was in a standing position, I fully agree you could do that. If I'm on the ground, you are not picking me up off the ground and then putting me over your shoulders. I agree. If fire was coming at me, maybe Maury could roll me twice.
So would the protocol be a forklift?
No, I think I'm dead. The protocol is leaving Maury lines.
I can get you.
Shem, you think you could lift me up, though?
1,000%.
You think so?
I could lift everybody up in this room.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I bet you I could lift up Maury and Maria at the same time.
I could do that, too.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Yo, new challenge alert.
Yeah. I mean, that's not fair. I weigh 100 pounds now.
Yeah, exactly. Are you less than 100 pounds now, Maury?
No, just over.
Just over.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Next DM, please.
All right. Heloise says, now that Maury no longer eats due to his new diet of peanut butter and celery.
How is it that every single one of these questions just like roll into one another like perfectly?
Perfectly curated.
Can't plan it as well.
So go ahead.
Has he saved a ton of money over the last few months from no longer ordering off Uber Eats?
Good
Does
question.
He not miss the tenders from Jack's?
Good question.
I do miss the tenders from Jack's, but oddly I'm still broke because I'm still buying a ton of peanut butter and celery.
Okay. But you can't be spending that much money on peanut butter and
celery. No, but once in a while, I'll still order like a chopped salad.
See, I think where Maury's actually spending more money now is because he's buying all these random supplements.
Yes.
And those are more expensive than the Uber Eats orders.
Yes. Hold on. Yeah. What supplements are you buying?
Fiber gummies, GABA gummies, elderflower gummies, Water Be Gone, skin gummies.
Isn't that
biotin.
A spell? Water Be Gone? Did that come with a wand?
It's from Harry Potter. From the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expelliarmus.
Thank you, Maria.
Water Be Gone! Expelliarmus! Hold on a second. So what's all this stuff, this junk that you're buying? All these friggin' gummies, like you're at Bulk Barn. What are all these things doing for you?
The fiber makes me go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But all you're eating is celery and peanut butter.
Yeah, so he has no nutrients. He has to take all these things at this point.
Yeah. So the fiber one makes you go.
Fiber makes me go. GABA makes me sleep. The elderflower one just makes me healthy.
But you're not taking anything that you're supplementing of what you're not eating anymore.
No, it's not supplementing. It's putting in.
Right, but you're not making up for any of the nutrients that you're no longer eating at all.
What's your question?
That is my question.
Oh. Just say no, because the answer is no.
Okay. No.
No.
Okay.
That's a problem right there.
Damn, man. Yep. All right. These are the conversations that happen because of the DMs that you were sending in to us. Keep them coming in. And we do this on the show every day. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
This is Kiss 92.5.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my
problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Y'all gonna pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street.
Fix My Life.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right, Crystal on our next FML thinks she might be in some hot water.
How do I stop laughing when someone experiences a little bit misfortune?
So Crystal's trying to get over this thing that she has where whenever she is in a situation where somebody falls, somebody gets hurt, or there's any sense of danger, she cannot stop laughing. And it's now become a problem with her husband.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
This morning at 7:30 on KISS 92.5. Taylor Swift's here with the Eras Tour.
My name is Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Perfect vision is what we're here for.
You won't believe this. Vogue Optical has 50% off every frame.
Wait, hold up. Even the designer ones?
Every single frame.
Whoa, this sale is too good to pass up.
So what are you waiting for? Swing by Vogue Optical and use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
Vogue Optical, where you're saving Paris free.
Picture this, a snowy morning, and you're staring at where your driveway used to be. Your neighbor's Toyota RAV4 with all-wheel drive cruises by unfazed, making winter look easy. You're thinking, that should be me. Yes. Yes, it should. It's time to upgrade your winner. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE all-wheel drive from $108 weekly for 40 months at 6.69% with $2,600 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
To celebrate 40 years of It Was a Rainy Day in Pizzaville, Pizzaville's making it rain prizes. 40,000 to be exact. Spend $26 or more and receive a scratch and win card for a chance to win pizzas, TVs, and more. Order online at Pizzaville.ca.
Amazon Black Friday week is here, with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion, like slippers, to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5. Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you feel like the woman upstairs to your villa. Just a son of weakness, all of your clean on your pillow. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you cause a pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, can't be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. I if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that I'm really not a right for Vex. I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. I saw the else in favor, you in a the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it off. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I? All this time.
Ideas Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Crystal, what's up?
Hey, nothing. How about you?
Good. Crystal's working on Demon Time, apparently. What the hell, girl? Why are you here? Tell everyone why you're on FML.
How do I stop laughing when someone experiences a little bit misfortune?
Crystal, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha Fix My Life. This weekend, I went to the skate park with my husband and two kids. My husband was wearing Crocs when he slipped and fell on his elbow. He immediately said, I think my elbow's broken. I insisted it wasn't. For some reason, I couldn't stop laughing for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
I really need to learn how to handle situations when someone falls because I always seem to laugh. I'm not sure if it's a nervous reaction or something else. But I even do the same thing on amusement park rides. I laugh the entire time.
I think your husband's first mistake was wearing Crocs.
I think so, too.
Hey, you know who else had that problem?
Who?
The Joker. Remember, he laughed uncontrollably in awkward and painful situations?
I don't know. I think, Crystal,
you're a supervillain.
You mentioned something where I think you're actually onto something where maybe it's like a nervous thing. Or you don't know how to deal with like a situation where you're worried or scared or anything like that, you know?
It could be. I'm really good in the situation. Like, I slid down so I didn't fall and then, like, go to help. But the laughing, I just can't stop laughing. And I don't know.
Have you always been like that, or is it recent?
No, it's always.
It's always. So even when you were a kid?
I think so. Like, I don't really remember too much from when
I was your kids trip and fall, are you laughing, not in their faces, but are you laughing about it?
Yes. I will, like, help them and hug them and stuff, and then as soon as I, like, know that they're okay, laughing.
Yeah, I did the same thing, though. I always laughed.
Yeah, I always laughed.
If I see somebody like walk into a glass door, or if I see somebody who can't properly manipulate a revolving door,
but they
get hurt, but not really hurt. You know, like I think that stuff is fine. Like once you realized your husband was not injured. Was he injured?
He really hurt his elbow, and he has a giant, like, goose egg on it. And he actually thought it was broken, and I was like, no, it's not. And he's like, no, it's not broken, because you said it's not.
Did he get it checked out, though?
No.
Oh,
no.
So he wasn't laughing while you're laughing all day. Was he upset with you?
No, he started laughing after a while. Yeah. Everybody in the family was laughing, and I was like, did I lighten the mood, or, like, am I a supervillain?
Okay.
Is Ross right?
What's the alternative, though? Like, what's the flip side to this? What's the exact opposite? Because you have to feel that your reaction to things generally is going to be the better reaction. If your husband was married to somebody who was an overreactor, drama, the world is ending to everything, he would hate it. You know,
if
he fell on his elbow and you were immediately like, no, don't get up, I'm calling 911. Right?
Yeah, you know, embarrassing.
You don't want to be that person, but I think maybe there's like a sort of, you know, middle ground. But if nobody is devastated over your laughing, I don't see why you would need to change.
Like,
your husband obviously knows who you are.
Uh-huh. If you trip and fall, or something happens to you, do you laugh at the situation?
Yes, especially if it's like embarrassment. Like if I was in Crocs on a skate park and I fell down the thing, I would probably be laughing my head off the entire day just thinking about it over and over again.
I would too.
Tell your husband, don't be wearing Crocs to a skate park.
Yeah, maybe it's all his fault.
I think
it's all his fault.
Yes, I'm telling you right now. It is his fault.
Yeah.
He should be calling in.
He should be the one.
I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, I don't think you really have anything to worry about. I think that you take these situations great. I suspect that, you know, if you ever witness something that was truly horrific, if somebody needed help, if you were in a situation like that, you wouldn't sit there and laugh. I think that you would actually spring into action and do what people need to do in those situations. I think that what you're describing right now are like slip and falls, which are hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. So it's just like a live action movie happening in front of
me. Yeah. You're allowed to laugh. Yeah, I wouldn't sweat it too much, Crystal. Don't go changing.
Okay.
After he fell, like, how long did it take for him to get up from that fall?
Oh, like a couple minutes. He was definitely holding it. He was holding his elbow, and it was almost like, you know, the Peter Griffin thing where he's holding his leg, like, ooh, like that. He was like that for a while. And I was like, you're good. You're okay.
I know what it's like to be an extreme sports athlete, so sometimes you gotta take a minute.
Did anybody laugh at you when you fell and hit your shoulder?
When I broke my collarbone, excuse me?
At a children's BMX park.
It wasn't. Yes, there were kids there, but also adults. Young adults.
Yeah.
Love you, Crystal.
Love you, bye.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Not yet giving away those Leafs tickets just yet. Between now and 8 a.m., listen out for the Leafs goal horn. When you hear it, you're going to text Leafs along with your name to 925-555. Up for grabs. Tickets to see your Toronto Maple Leafs against the Vegas Golden Knights on Wednesday night. Between now and 8 a.m., listen out for that goal horn.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Tonight I want to hold you close. Take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
time. I could never ever sell you lies. Your touch is righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it time.
And Pablo, Dance Alone. 6 degrees right now. Gonna be sunny this afternoon. High of 13. Walk on. It's 7:41.
Don't wanna dance alone.
Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss.
Yes, yes, yes. He's Roz and Mocha. Damon Moore is here. Maria's here. Cheesecake is here.
Yay.
Happy Monday, y'all.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Wonder what that means. Reading the story of all these Taylor Swift ticket scams.
It's bad.
So sad. So there's one scam that targeted hundreds of people. And the total that these people paid this one ticket scam was $300,000.
What? $300,000?
100 people. 100 people paid these guys $300,000 for tickets. There's an Ottawa family that spent more than $22,000 on tickets for their family that weren't real for their 15-year-old daughter and her friends to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Crazy.
Maria,
mm-hmm.
Who was the kid or the person that you met last week that told you their story of getting scammed? What happened?
My heart broke. We were outside the Rogers Center and just, you know, talking to people. And this girl comes up to me and she's like, can I give you a bracelet? And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, we just started chatting and I was like, where are you from? And I can't remember exactly where she was from, but she told me she traveled 19 hours. And she was like, I got scammed. I can't go to the concert.
Oh,
and I said,
God.
What do you mean you can't go to the concert? And she goes, I bought tickets off of someone off Twitter who told me they were going to send them to me 48 hours before. So we spent $4,000 in tickets and we never got the tickets until we got here and she won't send them.
Wow.
And then the lady said that they didn't have the tickets anymore or something. So there was just a whole bunch of lies on Twitter.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's or ex, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another family that I was reading about got scammed and I guess somebody saw their story and so they wound up getting tickets. So that has happened in the past too. I don't know. I was on, just checking out. I was on StubHub Saturday night, just looking at prices, right?
Sure.
As the show was starting, I wanted to see what the drop was like because it was like 7:30, all this other stuff. There were still tickets on there for $17,000 for one ticket.
Bruh.
For one ticket. There was still
Well, they were still dropping codes on the weekend.
Yeah.
Were they really?
Yeah. I have a friend who got a code and bought tickets.
Yeah.
If you went to Saturday night, you would have been in the same room as Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay from SVU was in town. JJ, who was the kid who got the Taylor Swift 22 hat on, was it Thursday night? It was the first show, right?
Night one, yeah.
I read that they got their tickets right before the show, too.
Probably.
That's what I heard.
For how much, though?
I don't know. So I guess everybody knows, but Taylor gives the 22 hat to, like, one fan during the show.
Yeah.
And it went viral because they actually had, like, this fairly in-depth conversation. And everybody was like, what did they say?
And then, pinky
and then
swore.
They, yeah, and then they pinky swore on something. And everybody
to
was like,
what?
And
to, like, never tell anyone what they said?
Thank you. I was like, what did they even talk about? Dammit Maury catching up with, is it 12-year-old? Is that a 11-year-old JJ?
What was that moment like for you? How did that feel? I mean, she gave you the hat. You were the star of that moment. Talk to me about how that felt.
Like, when she walked on stage, I couldn't even believe she was real. I was feeling nervous, but I was also really excited. I don't know. It just felt, like, crazy.
What does Taylor Swift mean to you?
Everything. Like, when I was younger, I did an Eras tour when in my basement. And, like, I've listened to her music for such a long time, so it's crazy to have that.
And what did they say to each other?
All the fans want to know, because you've been going viral, all of the fans want to know, what did you say to Taylor Swift?
She asked me if I was liking the show, and I was like, obviously I'm liking the show. And then I was like, it's the best night of my life.
Duh.
And then she hugged me again. And I told her my hockey number was 22, so it was like a crazy coincidence that I was getting the 22 hat. And then we pinky swore to be best friends for life.
Read to me what she wrote in your hat.
Toronto Eras Tour 2024, love, Taylor.
That's cute. That's really
best
cute.
Friends for life.
Best friends. Pinky swore. Dwayne Johnson's new movie, Red One, the Christmas movie where he plays the head of security for Santa. $34 million at the box office, but that's not good, though, because it's a $250 million movie.
Oh.
So it's got to do very well throughout the holiday season. Why do you need $250 million to do these movies? Gladiator, which opens in North America this week, against Wicked, but it already opened up around the world. So Gladiator's already done $87 million internationally at the box
office.
Amazing.
I want to see both them movies.
What do you want to see? Gladiator and Wicked?
And Wicked.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't want to see Wicked.
Why?
Nah, I'm not interested.
I've never seen, like, the play or anything like that, and, like, people, you know,
go bonkers
for it.
What'll change your life?
Wicked.
The movie?
Oh, it's going to be so good.
You think so?
It's going to be so emotional. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be life-changing, but I think it'll be good.
I'm not
looking for a life-changing movie, man.
Yeah.
I'm just interested.
Yeah. Do you have other categories? Because obviously, Maury, you have that in the life-changing movie. What's what would you say is just like a good, comfortable afternoon movie?
Oh, definitely 13 Going on 30.
13 Going on 30. Hey, did you watch, have you watched Hot Frosty yet?
Yes, I have.
You did?
On Netflix? Yes.
Have you seen this?
Nah.
Yes, I have.
So there's a girl gets a scarf, and I guess maybe it's a magic scarf, and then she's walking through her little town, and she puts the scarf around the snowman, and then the snowman comes to life with no shirt on, and he's got like ripped abs.
Yeah, what?
And then, Dustin Mulligan.
And then everybody in town is like all horny for Hot Frosty.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happens
What's
after that.
What's his name in the movie?
What's his name in the movie?
Frosty.
No.
Yes. Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Oh, Jack Frost. Yes.
I don't read the cast. We'll have that coming up.
What is the show?
Jack Snowman is his name. Yeah.
Jack Snowman. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hot Jack or Jacked? Which one is it?
But because he's a snowman, it's winter and he still does everything with his shirt off because he doesn't feel it.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Bro, I watch part of probably one of the worst Christmas movies on Netflix.
What was it?
The one with Christina Milian when she's like looking for tickets for the Pentatonix concert.
Is it new this year?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so bad.
That's the plot of a Christmas movie?
It's called Meet Me Next Christmas.
Oh, damn.
I watched that one too.
And Pentatonix is like all over the movie too.
Good for them.
And I love Pentatonix, but man, this movie was so ass. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't even finish watching it.
No.
Got 30 minutes in. I was like, oh, I don't know about this movie. And then got like, I don't know, another 15. And I was like, this is...
Yeah.
I got to turn this off.
Were you watching that with your wife or with the boys?
No, with the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Saturdays are for the boys!
One more than news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Baby, this is the rhythm of the night. Baby, tonight's like fuego. Oh, yeah. tiene dinero.
Oh, yeah.
Y para echar de extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos.
Oh, nah.
Al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego.
Oh, nah.
Y para echar de dinero.
Oh, yeah.
Y para echar de extremo, 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 extremo.
Ritmo.
No son ni Reebok ni Sonai,
no.
Sin estilista luzco fly,
yes.
La Rosalía me dice que luzco guay. No te lo niego porque yo sé lo que hay. Lo que se ve no se pregunta,
nah.
Soy prospero y tengo claro que es mi culpa,
es mi culpa, culpa.
Como Canelo en el ring nada me asusta. Vivo en mi oasis y la paz no me la tumba. Hakuna Matata como Timon y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Haters pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
Rompemos, al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego.
Oh,
we about to spend the dinero.
Oh, yeah.
We party to the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos.
Oh,
al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Upon styles, upon styles, I got several. Born to be wild, cause I live like a dead devil. Live it up, hit him up, that's the scenario. Tupac, I get around like a merry-go rooftop. I am on top of the pedestal, flu shot. I am so sick, I need medical. Ruta, I learned that down in Mexico.
The rhythm, the rebel. New and improved, I be on a new level. That's how we do it, we build it like Lego. Feel on a fire, you're dealing with fuego. Can't stop, I am addicted, I never quit.
Won't stop,
don't need to speak to no therapist.
Don't stop,
keeping it moving, the narrative.
Non stop,
do it like whoop, there it is.
This is the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos.
Al
otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Josh, what up? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
What's going on? Doing great.
Thank you for listening. You have been like listening, because we said all morning, listen out for that goal horn to win tickets to see the Leafs. You heard it. You texted in and...
Congratulations.
Wow, thank you. Never won anything before. That's awesome.
There you go, dude. You just got that pair of tickets to the Toronto Maple Leafs Pride game presented by Rogers. Plus, damn it, Maury's going to be down there, so maybe you'll get to see him. That is Wednesday night, 7:30. Vegas Golden Knights in town. It's going to be a great game.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Being greedy
pays off.
I want to go greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Me or Greedy.
$92
or take a chance at up to $5,000, but only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on Kiss 92.5.
Have you been caught up in the hustle and bustle of the fall season and completely forgot to book your winter escape? Well, redtag.ca is here to save the day, because it's not too late to book your vacay with massive savings.
Yeah, their pre-Black Friday blowout sale is on right now with savings of up to 65%. Ooh. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. You can also still use the exclusive promo code KISS for additional savings of up to $300.
Book today at
at redtag.ca/kiss. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca, celebrating 20 years.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Pathfinder SL Premium from 1.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Pathfinder, featuring 7 drive and terrain modes to fully amp up the adventure. Add intelligent 4x4, and it won't take long before you realize you just leveled up. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
The engine of this great city. Local 416 members across the city of Toronto show up each day to keep Toronto clean, moving, and safe. They care for our city's public spaces, buildings, fleet, and infrastructure, and provide the essential services residents and visitors depend on. Help us give City of Toronto workers the respect and recognition they need to continue to support us all. Join the conversation and learn more at local416.ca. That's local416.ca.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying, clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
In Scarborough, there's this fire behind our eyes.
A passion in our bellies.
It's in the hearts of our neighbors.
The eyes of our nurses.
And the hands of our doctors.
It's what makes Scarborough, Scarborough.
In our hospitals, we do more than anyone thought possible, with less than anyone could imagine.
But it's time to imagine what we can do with more.
Join Scarborough Health Network, and together,
we can turn grit into greatness.
Donate at lovescarborough.ca.
Craig, Craig, Craig. Craig likes it warm. Craig loves 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Craig doesn't understand Fahrenheit. But Craig does like to save money when he's at work. Craig also cares about his carbon footprint. He's so thoughtful, that Craig.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. For a limited time, sign up and get up to $1,000 in bill credits and apply for up to $3,000 in rebates. Learn more at EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't always remember the name of the song you hear on the radio? Like the one you're about to hear? Head to Shazam and stop guessing. Use Shazam to identify the next track to unlock a limited time offer of up to 2 months free of Apple Music. That's up to 2 months free. Stream over 100 million songs and tap into curated and personalized playlists. So use Shazam on the next track to unlock up to 2 months free of Apple Music. Offer available on iOS and Android to new subscribers only. Some terms and conditions apply. See Shazam.com/Apple Music for details.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Sitting at 6 degrees right now, getting up to a high of 13 today. Going to get some sunshine this afternoon. Sophie Simmons right now. It's KISS 92.5. Good morning.
When I drive to your place, crash and burn, are we still okay? Lie awake just thinking about you. Using words like a knife, palm of your hand, sharp in the night. Alibis, but I got my doubts with you. Love turns lonely. Who's gonna hold you when the love turns lonely? Love turns lonely. things that I said were true. Now the tables will turn. Why do I still sleep in your shirt when it hurts me? Hanging on to you, why do I still do? I can't live with and I can't live without it. Words so thick I cannot see through it. You have all my love and you take it for granted. Lost in a bed when I'm lying in it. Oh. Who's gonna call you when the love turns lonely? Love turns lonely.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right, y'all, let's get you some money. Text the word jacket right now along with your name to 925-555. Jacket is what you are texting. You get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show, and you'll be asked whether you want to be needy or greedy. If you want to be needy, no problem. We got $92 for you. If you want to be greedy, what you got to do then is guess what the current dollar amount is in the jackpot, and if you're right, you get all the money. So let's get you on the radio so you can tell us whether you want to be needy or greedy. Text jacket along with your first and last name right now to 925-555. We will talk to you after Billie Eilish.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings
on Kiss 92.5.
If I'm turning blue, please don't save me.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Yes, yes, yes. Yo, Sabrina, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Yo, is this Sabrina from Woodbridge?
No, it's Sabrina from Georgetown.
Oh, okay. Okay. You sound just like this girl named Sabrina I know in Woodbridge.
Right. Maybe in the past life.
Well, if we knew each other, you wouldn't be able to play, so I'd have to hang up. All right. Sabrina, here we go. This game is called Needy or Greedy, and this is how we play.
You got a choice to make. You could be needy, and we'll give you $92 right now. You can walk away, no questions asked. Or if you want to be greedy, you know you got to try and guess the exact dollar amount sitting in the jackpot right now. We can tell you that yesterday at 4 o'clock, Lee was the last one who played. Lee's guess was $1,025. She was wrong. The jackpot is lower. So, Sabrina, what are you going to do? You going to be needy or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be needy this time. I haven't been following along, so okay. I can't even guess.
Whatever. $92. What are you going to do with the cash?
It's my daughter's birthday today, Ava.
Oh, happy birthday, Ava. How old is she?
12. She's turning 12.
Amazing. Well, happy birthday, Ava.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day. And Sabrina, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on the line. We're going to play Needy or Greedy every hour until 6 p.m. Keyword you need is jacket. That is what you're texting along with your name to 925-555. We will play again at 9 a.m. And please stick with us in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk to you about something very exciting happening here on KISS 92.5 that Roz and I, the entire team here at KISS, are super pumped about. We think you're going to be pumped about it, and we cannot wait to share that news with you next.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. Wanting my cake and eat it too. Wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. When you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Now I ain't much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no one, if you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head's saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with the monster.